News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, back in 2018, Pope Francis became the second pope to visit Ireland, but it wasn't actually his first time in the country. Back in 1980, as Emir Father Jorge Bergoglio, he spent a short sabbatical at the Jesuit community in Milltown in Dublin to improve his English and prepare for leadership within the Jesuits in Argentina. We're joined by Father Donald Neary now, Jesuit priest and editor of The Messenger. Father Donald, thanks indeed for talking to us. Like, firstly,
Good morning to you.
I didn't realise he had spent time in Ireland. You had the pleasure of meeting him back then, I understand.
Yes, he was in Milltown Park for a few months, like many people, to learn English, which he probably didn't do very well. But he was also on a bit of a break after a very difficult time as provincial in Argentina. So, I met him now and then at mealtime. He'd be there, we'd just chat. And I just said to him once, I was doing retreat work with young people in Tabor House, and I said, would you like to see you around Tabor House? So I brought him over, and we chatted, not very easily because of the language difficulty. And the best way he learnt about our work in Tabor was seeing all the pictures in the place. But he was very pleasant to meet. I remember meeting him. He had a sense of some lovely presence about him.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because look, obviously you didn't know he was going to go on to become Pope Francis, but...
Or even Archbishop.
Yeah. Did he particularly stand out, or like...
He does, yeah. I mean, I remember meeting him and his name and the little chat we had. And since a lot of people came through to learn English, and I wouldn't remember them. So he had some sort of a lovely sense of presence about him. He was shy.
Yeah.
And he was very tired.
Right. Okay.
At that time, yeah.
Yeah, well, I suppose there was a lot going on in Argentina at around that time. Yeah. The word everyone seems to use in relation to Pope Francis is humility. People refer to his humility, you know, the fact that he didn't live in the official papal residence, that he wore very simple clothes, that he used to fly around Rome in a Fiat Bambino car. Is that something you recall of him at the time?
Well, I don't recall the opposite, and I certainly found him a very easy person to have a chat with. But at that time, he was much younger, and he wouldn't have had the big jobs he had later. But he was a very ordinary person to meet and to have in the community for a while. He went to Limerick as well to stay there for a while.
Your referent or your thoughts of him as a pope, his legacy as far as you're concerned. Actually, I'm looking at pictures of him now. His coffin has been moved to St. Peter's Basilica. His legacy, you think, as a pope, has he changed the church forever? Do you think?
Oh, I'd say so. Yeah, I mean, there's an openness about him to people in the church, and an openness to the whole world. And that's what he'd be remembered for, that his concern and highlighting of the poor. And he had a non-judgmental attitude on many areas.
Okay, all right.
Somebody said the other day, I forget on the radio, he had a great belief in the sacredness of each human being and of creation. And you can see when he came to Ireland, in a way he was brave to come at the time he did. It was a very difficult time for him here. And then the fact that he called the Synod and the worldwide consultation, that's another thing. He's a good listener, I think. He was called the greatest gift of the Jesuits to the church.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, fascinating that you got to spend time with him back in 1980 without obviously realising that Father Jorge would become Pope Francis in later years. But listen, thanks so much for talking to us this morning. Jesuit priest, editor of The Messenger, Father Donald Neary.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.